Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 4th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. We don't need a revolution. A restoration is the answer. Will you help us restore the republic and the tradition of our founders? Do you, like we do, believe it can be peacefully done? Do you believe that the checks and balances put in place by our founders can work? Do you? Are you one of those folks that want to run around and blame the Constitution for the problems, or do you believe that's the solution, huh? We believe pure application of the principles that made America great once can do it again. We ask for your help. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of the broadcast yesterday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com, starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked a little bit about the start of the show, the movie called The Cokeville Miracle, incredible story. It's a true story. It took place in Wyoming about a guy that went ballistic with a gun. Or, I'm sorry, with a bomb. And bottom line is there were so many miracles relating to the saving of life. It was incredible. And it just goes to show what prayer can do. It just goes to show what kindness and service can do, even in the face of incredible evil. We talked about politics is not the path to pro-life victory. That's a column written by Mr. Ron Paul. During Ron Paul's time in Congress, he regularly introduced legislation forbidding organizations that perform abortions from receiving federal funding. The sad tale is his legislation never passed. Where's the Republicans that we should count on, huh? Where are they? Ron says, quote, "When I started my efforts to end taxpayer support of abortion, I was shocked to find out how many Republicans, including some self-described pro-life leaders, they were actually unsupportive and sometimes even hostile to my efforts." That's Ron Paul. Money, ladies and gentlemen, is fungible. What does that mean? Giving Planned Parenthood $1 million for, quote, non-abortive activities lets them use the, quote, non-government funds on abortions. Most abortion services, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, go to lower income and minority women. Every day, sad to say, Black lives do matter. Every day, nearly 2,000 African-American brothers and sisters, the most innocent among us, babies, die because of abortion. I'm going to say it again. Every day, almost 2,000 black babies die because of abortion. That's five times more than the white or Caucasian population. How can we expect a government that does not respect the unborn's right to life ever? Respect our property rights, huh? See, it's all about life, liberty, and property. If they don't care about your life, they don't care about your property, you think they care about your liberty or your conscience, huh? Ron Paul wrote his new book called Swords into Plowshares. That's a life in wartime, in a future of peace and prosperity. This book is Dr. Ron Paul's personal anti-war manifesto. Dr. Paul also takes on all the myths, the lies, and the propaganda that the war party uses to lead the people into war. It takes much less time standing for truth, ladies and gentlemen, if your city council members elect liberty-loving Americans instead of liberty-crushing politicians. And the point is, we all need to get out and vote. We all need to make sure that we participate in the process right from the beginning. Donate a little bit of time and a little bit of money to get liberty-minded candidates elected. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson yesterday. It's available on demand now at libertyroundtable.com, second hour. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, well-known personal friend, syndicated talk show host, does a radio program syndicated by Liberty News Radio every Saturday evening. Check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You might also get his award-winning book, Racism, Schmacism. But we also had on a guest, a listener. His name is Matt Felak, also nicknamed the Copperhead. And the headline says, police seek black men in death of white police officer Sean Bolton in Memphis, New York Times. A warrant was issued for the arrest of a black man named Tremaine Wilburn, 29 years old, on first-degree murder charges. Now, Tony Armstrong, he happens to be the black peace director, or police director, sorry, told reporters that officer Sean Bolton was shot on Saturday. All right, now, so what you got is you got a black man shot a white cop. The police director was black, but the mainstream press manipulating. They don't want you really to know who's who. They don't want to really focus on black-on-white crime. They also don't want to focus on black-on-black crime. What we need, ladies and gentlemen, is to drop this racial, this race-driven double standard. We need to have a frank conversation about black-on-black crime, black-on-white crime, white-on-black crime, police-on-cop, or police-on-citizens crimes, citizens-on-police crimes. We need to have an open dialogue about all of this. Our buddy Sean Bergen, a well-known news reporter in New York, was fired for stating that we need fathers in the home. That's one of the greatest solutions we can hit upon, is intact families with a mother and a father. Can people raise children without the perfect home? Absolutely. But should we push for the ideal, but live in the real, ever striving for the ideal? Absolutely. All good people, ladies and gentlemen, need to stand together against the criminal element within our society. All lives matter. I'm going to say it again. All good people need to stand together against the criminal element within our society, because all lives matter. You can't keep a good man down. That was the recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's available now on demand. Check it out today. LibertyRoundtable.com. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're telling me the FCC is back at trying to attack the internet, Kurt? Is that what's going on?
What a shock. I know it's unusual to see a, well, bureaucrat regulate things. I mean, it's just, you know, so out of the, well, ordinary. But, yeah, that's what's going on, Sam.
They even mention the new media by name almost, don't they, Kurt? New media takes center stage. Well, they know it and they're afraid of it, aren't they?
A great point. Yeah, that's what's happening, and you know they've got it planned. You know, Mr. Matt Drudge is one of their main targets. You know, and you know you've got they're in the crosshairs according to the FEC regulating the internet, Google, Facebook, all under their purview. You know, they like to take anything under their purview. You know, and I guess they backed down a little while back over concerns that, well, they wanted to regulate political speech and even news sites. The chairwoman there, the FEC, Federal Election Commission, has renewed talk about targeting campaign and political activities on the net. I guess her name is Ann M. Ravel, R-A-V-E-L. She was discussing this whole election regulation during a speech in New York, and she suggested it was time to produce, quote, thoughtful policy, end quote, that targets internet political activity. She also expressed frustration that her last time she tried this was met with, quote, threatening misogynist responses to me, end quote.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know who's involved in that threatening behavior, but it sounds like this lady or this group. What is this FBC? What the heck's that, Kurt?
Federal Election Commission.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know,
it's
and,
the FEC.
And
now, I didn't realize they regulated the internet. I thought that was the FCC, like Frank Charlie people.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, all these government agencies, they want to get, well, they want to get in on the action.
That's because they love you. Lies, lies, lies. All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, talking about news the networks refuse to use. Really talking about the new media taking center stage. The FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, renews internet regulation push. New media, and they specifically point out Drudge in the crosshairs. And I guess it's back. They're regulating the internet. I thought it was FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. But no, it's the Elections Commission. And they say Google, Facebook, under its, quote, purview. So in the past, they haven't really regulated much on the net, Kurt. It's kind of a, I don't know what you say, wild, wild west. Really, a freedom zone is what it's been, Kurt. And after backing down amid concerns, this lady wants to regulate political speech. What is she, a one-woman show, Kurt?
What I want to know is, what do you think, you know, the, I mean, how is this going to work, Sam? You know, I mean, I guess what you just have to do is slow the net way down so that, you know, anything that you see happen, you have some of them boys read it before it ever comes to you, right? Check it, you know, make sure it's okay, you know, it's...
Well, see, I don't see it working that way, Kurt. The way I see it working is they will make more and more regulations that reward the insiders and reject the outsiders. And so they'll put together rules that, well, a CNN can do this and a Fox can do that, but a Drudge and a Sam and a Kurt can't. And, well, you can, but you just might get your socks sued off and you might, well, the repercussions will be, we're not really stopping your free speech, Kurt. It's just that the repercussions could be so dangerous for you, you probably don't want to do that. And what they usually do is they regulate you out of existence by making the marketplace so fraught with peril that you can't do anything about it, or that you don't want to play in that game, that you don't want to be involved, or making it so expensive or so regulatory compliant to where you just can't get it done. And that's how they usually go about it. And what they'll do is they'll reward the insiders and reject the outsiders. And you see that on the AM, FM dial and radio. You see it with the TV spectrum. There's only a certain amount of spectrum, Kurt. You really can't buy into it because you don't have the wherewithal to afford it. And so if you make a bid, they'll reject your bid and say you haven't proven your, quote, ability. But then what they'll do later is they'll be like, hey, these big guys, they can't really afford it either, but we're going to give them time. Or we're going to reduce the cost. And they'll do something to make sure that they can hurdle the hoops of regulatory nightmare, but you and I can't. And so that's what they usually do, is just manipulate and regulate, and after a while it just becomes too hard to play in the sandbox, Kurt. It's like that.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. I kind of wish it worked, but... you know, it does seem like with the legal system the way it is these days, you know, that's the way it's done.
Let me prove it to you with some realities that exist right now today. Mm-hmm. Let's say that Kurt Crosby wanted to start an airline. Okay? Anybody in their right mind will tell you that unless you have literally billions and billions of dollars, unless you have deep contracts across... several large corporate partners to obtain fuel. In other words, deep fuel contracts. Unless you have regulatory connections, you know, maybe some congressmen and senators or some people in high-level government positions and the revolving door into accounting and into attorneys, and you'll never even get that, pardon the pun, you'll never get that airline off the ground, Kurt. And so it's kind of like that. Same thing with, let's say you wanted to, oh, I don't know, be in the recycling business or be in the electricity business or be in the, well, the media business, Kurt. Without billions of dollars, you really can't get a foothold to be taken seriously. And somebody would say, well, Sam, you're in the media. You started your own media company. I agree, and I'm a small fry. I'm a tiny taters, so to speak. The chance of me making my media company huge are virtually nil. However, the internet has, at least until now, been kind of a freedom zone, Kurt. And even though I'm not as big as the next guy, I don't have to be, because I can force the narrative. I can bring up issues. I can focus on topics that the mainstream press, if I talk enough, there's enough people that listen that circumvent their gatekeeping authority and their to where we actually get listeners to the point where, well, then they listen and then they go talk on other talk shows. And before you know it, the mainstream guys have to touch on that issue or they become left behind in the discussion. Well, they can't stand this, Kurt. They can't stand the great equalizer. It reminds me of when the gun was discovered. Right, Kurt? It used to be the day the biggest man won. The fastest, toughest, strongest guy was king. Yeah, everybody else must cow down, whatever you want to say, to the king, the toughest one. Then the great equalizer came, and a little teeny girl could look at a big old man and say, you're not going to rape me, I'll shoot you. I'll stop you in your tracks if you try to abuse me like that. That's not happening. Okay, so the gun became the great equalizer back in that day. Modern technology has become the great equalizer, where now somebody can actually make money with their mind, not with their bronze, kind of a thing. The same thing's true with the internet in modern days. It's become the great equalizer. And what they're trying to do now is take that away because they see what's happening and they can't stand it. FEC, Federal Election Commission, renews internet push. They've abused the churches for so long with a 501c3 status, Kurt, where they're like, you're not going to talk about political stuff and we're going to shut you down. We're going to regulate you to death. We're going to make it financially impossible for you to stay alive. And so you better just shut up and be quiet. New Media, Drudge, many other companies in the crosshairs. So I don't believe they're just going to haul you off tomorrow, toss Kurt Cosby in jail. They're just going to regulate you to death. They're just going to make sure that getting your little gig off the ground, almost impossible. Anyway, enough on this topic, but I'm convinced that's kind of their end game, Kurt. That's how they go about it. And you look at any big industry. What if you wanted to start a food company now? Let's say you wanted to, let's say Cream of Weber chocolate milk. Let's just take something simple like that. Let's say that you wanted to create Kurt Cosby creamy chocolate milk, and you wanted to create a big chocolate milk company. Without literally billions of dollars in deep connections, you're not getting that done. How are you going to do that? Try to sell milk on the local level, and they'll regulate you and shut you down. You better play with the big boy. You might even have someone come to your house and say, hey, kid, you better quit selling milk and trying to undercut me. Your milk tastes good. What if I just buy your milk company? What if I just regulate you to death? What if I just file lawsuits and just drone you out of existence? And that's where we find ourselves in today's environment, Kurt, unless you just want to be a teeny popper and try to stay below the radar, or unless you kind of sell out and become a big boy. They've taken away that middle class, that middle ground, that opportunity that America used to be known for. And that's kind of the problem that I see, and that's how they'll go about destroying the internet. If they can get away with it, Kurt, it's up to us to make sure they don't get away with it. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you, Sam. You're right on target, you know, in my
opinion. It's just how these thugs roll.
You've got to participate in the process, or they're just going to roll right over you.
Yeah. It's a lot of hard work, though, Kurt. I guess people are saying, hold the phone.
Hold the phone. Well, that's a great point, Sam. I guess we've heard this before about how cell phones are going to radiate your head or whatever. They've got a new study, and they say the scientists were right. Your cell phone can give you cancer. There have long been whispers about this whole thing, and this new study backs up the claim. I guess the author of it, is a guy named Igor, I-G-O-R, Igor Yakimenko. And he said that these data are a clear sign of the real risk this kind of radiation poses for human health.
The scientists were right. Your cell phone can give you cancer. Do you believe it, Kurt? We'll talk about it. We'll get the answer in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Before we get to this cell phone can give you cancer study, I want to kind of mention this FEC, Federal Election Commission, new internet regulation push, new media, Drudge, and others in crosshairs. There's a story Kurt has that I want to kind of mention, and then we'll take your calls at 866-986-6397. German prosecutors investigate internet journalists for treason, Kurt?
Yeah, great point, Sam.
Wow.
And this is, I know this is in Germany, but in my opinion, this is kind of what's coming our way. They say the federal prosecutor general there, investigating a couple of German journalists that were suspected of treason for releasing confidential information online, kind of similar to our, what's his name anyway? There's a guy here in America, pretty famous guy who kind of did that. They say charges have been filed against the two reporters who run the blog called Netzpolitik. I suppose that's...
like internet politics, kind of an idea, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's scary because what usually happens in some of these foreign countries winds its way up in America at a, quote, I don't know, theater, a media outlet near you.
That's a great point, and you almost got to have your, world police to handle things like the net,
The world police, the global cops, that ought to make you feel really good. All right. Anyway, they're, I guess, going to go hostile on these people. Pete, listener, wants to chime in. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
I would like to take issue with you on your federal licensing commission deal here, because you said that there are some things that you'd like to say on the radio that you can't say. And is the Federal Licensing Commission an agency?
Well, let's start over. It's not licensing. It's Federal Election Commission.
Okay, the Federal Election Commission or Licensing Commission or the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, since in the radio business,
yes,
is an agency.
Yes, it's an unconstitutional agency that should be shut down, sir.
Well, that agencies cannot legislate law.
You're correct.
Okay. So what you're looking at is a rule or a regulation. A regulation has to be entered into the Federal Register, and then
what's the difference?
The full force and effect of
well,
law.
When we get technical, when you say those things have to happen, in theory, you're correct. What I mean by that is, in theory, if you want to obey the law, you're correct. But see, these lawless thugs just do whatever they want to. And that's
well,
kind of the problem that we're facing.
That's what I was trying to make a point. They have to have, depending on how they come against you, okay? And this is, you know, you're talking about restoring the public here. Well, I'm a firm believer in restoring the public. But if you're going to restore the public, you have to go in, you're going to have to do sustained combat in court, okay? That's what it's going to take. That means you're going to have to learn their rules, and then you're going to have to beat them at it. And the only way to beat them at it is it only law in this country can be made by Congress. So they're going to have subject matter jurisdiction in order to do anything against you. And bringing up Judd, or the, what's his name, Drudge, that guy's a lackey anyway. I mean, he is not alternative radio.
Well, hold on a minute. When we bring up Judge, he's just one example to where they're trying to attack Drudge. And there's a lot of websites and a lot of radio shows and a lot of TV personalities and a lot of people in new media. And they're all along the spectrum in terms of their delivery. And so you may or may not like Drudge, but I'm just going to ask you straight out. Would you rather have a Drudge to go to for information or a CNN?
I'd rather have you.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying a Drudge or a Fox.
I don't go to either one.
A Drudge or, say, a Blaze. And I'm just telling you, there's levels of delivery, and certainly our delivery is a lot more honest and hardcore and direct and on point than many. I thank you for that, and I agree with you. But I'm just saying we're all under attack. Anybody who upsets the gatekeeping status quo of the insiders, whether we agree with them or disagree with them, is to some degree their enemy. And so that's kind of the battle that we face. And you're right about what you say in terms of that they can't just legislate. It's kind of like their judge, jury, and executioner. You're correct. However, in reality, they do cause problems. I'll give you an example. I owned a federal communications license to an FCC AM radio station for 10 years. And somehow a fence that I had around one of my towers came down. And I don't know if the fence came down through vandalism or if it came down through some kind of a storm because it was in the middle of winter. But the FCC discovered that fence came down before I did. And then they basically tried to fine me like $7,500 because they claimed that I willfully violated FCC regulations. Well, I didn't willfully violate anything. The second I found out about it, I took photos of it and I fixed it and I documented that. And they still said you owed the fine. I eventually had to hire a very well-known FCC attorney and I beat them and I won and they lost. So you're right when you say we've got to have guts, we've got to stand up, and we've got to beat them at their own game in the courts. You're right as rain on that, sir, and the proof is in the pudding.
Well, all I'm saying, Sam, is that when a person, you see, take for instance, I was driving my truck one day, and I was told that it wasn't a certain class of vehicle. So I was hobbling on down the road, and I got picked up by a trooper who charged me with three violations, and I just went ahead and I looked at the heading, and the heading stated that it was a safety violation. Well, that's safe. Well, okay, fine, but let's face the facts. It's a regulation, and you're going to have to prove subject matter jurisdiction, because if you can find somebody that was injured by me not filling out my law book, I'm all eyes and ears. But if you cannot, if you have nothing entered into the record as evidence, you're in trouble. Because now I'm going to charge you with fraud, conspiracy, racketeering, and dishonor in commerce. You see, people need to learn the law, and they need to not be scared. And so right now,
I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm in the midst of writing a legal notice of demand to the state of Wisconsin to get them to quit their spraying chemtrails, because even though they may say that they don't have intimate knowledge of it, they're still an accessory to the fact.
Well, to some degree, they become culpable. You're right about that. I appreciate the call, Pete. Thanks so much. He's right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to not be afraid. We've got to stand up. And Richard Mack stood up to Bill Clinton in the Supreme Court and won. He won against the Brady Bill. And if enough Americans were to use that Supreme Court case decision as a state's rights monumental modern case, we could gain a lot of ground from it. I didn't back down to the Federal Communications Commission. Those people tried to fine me $7,500. Thank heavens for a good, honest, moral FCC. I should say an anti-FCC attorney. What do you want to call it? A pro-people attorney. And that attorney, believe it or not, I know everybody wants to down attorneys, but I consider this attorney a personal friend. For $500, he helped me beat the FCC, and I won, and the FCC lost. Okay? And, Nick Finch fought the government. There's a lot of people that have fought the government and won, Curtin. So I think Pete hits on a very important point that we cannot be afraid. We need to actively go after them. If enough Americans filed lawsuits against the IRS, the Federal Election Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, et cetera, we could stop them in their tracks, Kurt. He's got a valid point.
He does, and that's exactly what it takes, involvement on a daily basis. I was just looking up...
Part of the reason that the new media is so valuable, Kurt, is it lets people know they're not alone, too. I think that's a critical point.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the key reasons most of these, federal agencies are unconstitutional, which means they literally shouldn't even exist under our system, is that they violate the separation of powers. The executive, legislative, and judicial are supposed to be separate, not combined. And in these entities, like Pete said, they basically make regulations, rules. Even though they're not, quote, laws, they in many ways have the same effect, because then these same people execute these rules. And then they judge or, check with you basically to see if you're violating them or not. And then they'll fine you to go. So,
and oftentimes, not only are these organizations unconstitutional, Kurt, but they usually engage in criminal activity. Look at the IRS, for example. Hey, Lois Lerner and these emails and the IRS going after conservative people for their beliefs and everything else. Hey, these people are criminal by nature. Stealing property, violating citizens' rights, no due process. I agree, Americans need to stand up. And our buddy Pat Shannon fought and beat the IRS. Did you know that? So it can be done. Pete's right. Quick pause. We'll get back to the cell phone issue in seconds on your radio. Do cell phones cause cancer? I think so.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, Liberty Roundtable live. No doubt about it, libertyroundtable.com. Check it out, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips for free. Unique columnist content available there as well. Incredible writers writing on all kinds of topics. So, Kurt, they say that, hey, there's a new study out. Cell phones do cause cancer. There's been a lot of whispers about the damage cell phones do to you and your life, and they say it's real. Do you believe them?
You know, it makes sense to me that if you've got this device that basically sends this radio signal out, then you hold it right up to your head, that it wouldn't be that much of a plus for your health. But anyway, in this meta study, they say basically a study, this was a study of hundreds of other studies. They revealed many findings of previous researchers into how this radio frequency from your phone can damage DNA. That damage, they say, can add up over time and cause a variety of health problems like cancer, headaches, fatigue, and even skin problems. They say, for example, using your phone for just 20 minutes a day for 5 years increased the risk of one type of brain tumor threefold, and using the phone an hour a day for 4 years upped the risk of some tumors 3 to 5 times. I always wonder how they figured this stuff out, you know. I mean, did they have people track their use each day, et cetera? But anyway, they say...
yeah, they usually did full disclosure, Kurt, and they're like, hey, you're going to be in the Get Cancer group, okay? You cool with that? You think that's how it went,
Kurt? Even though they say, I don't know, Sam. I kind of question some of this stuff. But anyway, they say even though the risk of brain and related cancers is low, in 2012 there were 6.4 cases per 100,000 U.S. adults. The guy Yakminko says we should be on alert because ailments can take up to 30 years to develop. Our data were obtained on adults who used cell phones mostly up to 10 years as adults. The situation can dramatically differ for children who use cell phones in childhood when their biology is much more sensitive to hazardous factors. Now, Sam, at least the good news is they say to minimize your risk, use your phone less and go hands-free to keep the frequency away from your head.
Let me get that straight. Hands-free to keep it away from your head.
Yeah. Right. So how do you hold? I guess you...
Well, you get like a car kit, Kurt, to where you can, you know, your speakers become the phone listening. And then, you know, you have a microphone to kind of make your whole car live, if you will. And then, you know, you're not really touching and then your phone's away from you. But then the next question is, if I talk and something listens and then it plays over my speakers and that happens through my Bluetooth, aren't I just setting up another wireless connection, Kurt, another radio signal to just bounce all over the place? And the answer is yes. And so I appreciate their guidance here, but I don't think it's as sound as they want you to believe. The truth is, hey, this stuff is bad for you. And as we see increased radiation from all kinds of devices and increased radio signals everywhere in our society, I don't think it's even escapable unless you live out in the country and really, literally unplug. You can minimize it. You can reduce it. It's good. But most people have wireless routers in their homes. And we're all we're not only regulated, we're radiated to death. And I think there are answers to try to reduce it. It's a good idea to reduce it and to decrease the levels that we experience. But I do believe it causes all kinds of problems, Kurt. We have so many unexplained diseases now. Weird diseases that you've never heard of before. Autoimmune, central nervous system diseases. Diseases where, hey, this is a progressive condition. It's just going to get worse until you die. And we got all these weird brainstem issues. And you know, there's issues that former generations never even had to deal with. Yeah, in some ways we're living longer. In some ways we're healthier, but in other ways we're losing ground fast. There's a lot more diseases. And some would say, well, those diseases were always around, Sam. You just didn't have names and identified names for them and identification for them. But now you do. Well, there may be truth to that. But there's also all kinds of unexplained problems that people have that we're like, man, we didn't see that before. So I do believe a lot of this stuff causes serious problems to your health, Kurt. And there's a lot of people trying to do things about it. There's people that simply say, look, don't have wireless in your home at all, Kurt. Just have plug-in connections and that's it. And you know what? They're right. It'd be way better. Now, it's inconvenient as all get out, right? But it's safer for you. Some people just say, get rid of your cell phone. You don't need it. What do you got to be plugged in 24/7 for and radiated to death and tracked by your government? And you know what? They've got a point. And so it's really a battle here of epic proportions, and it's kind of our new modern-day concern. Back in the olden days, you had to worry about, hey, let's don't get sick at all, because if you do, you might die, right? Don't get sick and don't get hurt, or else your days may be numbered. In our world, it's different. It's like, hey, how do you not get cancer? I mean, it's like one out of every two or three people are going to end up with cancer or a heart attack or something crazy going on. And somebody says, well, hey, man, don't eat a bunch of red meat. And stay away from Wi-Fi signals. You'll be okay. Well, others say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, wait a minute. Everybody's got an apple now, don't they? And Apple's like one of the most high-flying radiation companies on the planet. To keep your cell phone with you, an apple a day? Oh, well. And so it's kind of a modern twist on this scenario. And the reason I tell you all this, Kurt, is I think that a lot of it is very difficult to escape. Unless you really want to go off the grid and reduce your time around some of this stuff. But you can't just not have a cell phone with you or put a cell phone at arm's length in your car. Look, your car, your work, your home, the office place, the public place, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. There's internet radio signals or, you know, Wi-Fi signals or otherwise, you know, cell phone carrier signals bouncing everywhere. Unless you really go out in the country, Kurt, and literally get away from it. I hate to say this, but there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You might think, well, hey, I'm turning off my router in my home, and I agree that may help. But your next-door neighbor may have a router that's cranking up and sending out those signals. Well, yeah, but they're farther away and not as bad. You're right. But by the time you go on a public transit system that has Wi-Fi, and then you go to work that has Wi-Fi, and you go into the store or public places that have Wi-Fi, and, you know, you live in a society where there's cell phone towers, and, you know, it's all around you. And, yeah, you've minimized it some, but I don't know that there's any way to escape it unless you literally get off the grid, out of the urban centers, out in the country where you know there's not connectivity. There's ways to test for some of these signals in the air as well. But it's really hard to get away from it these days, Kurt. So it just might be the, I don't know, the threat, as I mentioned, of old, don't get hurt, don't get sick, because you just might die, might be kind of the challenge of our times, right?
That's a great point, Sam. You're right on target, once again.
Anyway, I just find that interesting, and I don't really know how you fight it. In modern society, even if you think you're fighting it, you may not be. You just don't have control of all the connectivity around you. It's hard to, I mean, it's hard to get a meter that could just sweep the spectrum. You need kind of a spectrum analyzer. They're expensive to find out what's really there. You might say, well, hey, I got a Wi-Fi hotspot detector, and there's no Wi-Fi. I'm okay. You may be, you may not. There just might be some other radio signal on a different frequency that you're not watching for. That's all. So really, without, you know, running around 24/7 with a spectrum analyzer sweeping the spectrum for this kind of, what do you want to call it, unseen toxin in the air, how can you know? And if you do find a signal, what do you do about it? I mean, do you go knock on your neighbor's door and say, hey, I need you people to turn off the Wi-Fi because I'm going to get cancer, you know? And then they're like, doo-doo-doo-doo, tinfoil hat, this guy's crazy, whacked out as a loon, come on. And, you know, and then where do you go? A conspiracy nut over here. And, you know, don't borrow a cup of sugar from that guy. Hey, sir, you told me to turn off my Wi-Fi. I don't think you want to borrow a cup of sugar from me because, first off, sugar paralyzes your immune system. And secondly, my sugar has been sitting in this Wi-Fi cloud for so long, it'll probably kill you. Not only that, it's genetically modified sugar, sir, because it comes from sugar beets, and the sugar beets were genetically modified, and we sprayed all kinds of Roundup and all kinds of other toxins on it. And so if you don't die from the radio, tell me which one you're going to die from first, the genetically modified chemical laced toxins or the Wi-Fi toxins, you know, Sam? And so it's a very difficult discussion to even have with people. Most people's eyes glaze over and they're like, yeah, you got a good point. That stuff is bad for you, huh? As they fire up their Instagram to take a picture of whacked out conspiracy theory Sam bringing up crazy ideas. That's kind of the society we live in, isn't it, Kurt? What's that a greater threat, your Wi-Fi signal, your neighbor that thinks you're a conspiracy nut, Kurt? What's a bigger threat to you?
Well, buddy? You know, and that brings up the idea of, you know, you mentioned, you know, just not being so smooshed together in the big cities, et cetera, I guess, you know, a little more spread out.
Yeah, and then you can't move out of the big cities because, by golly, my kids have to go to school over here and my job's over there. And, man, grandma's getting old and she's not going to move and got to take care of her or grandpa this or my brother that. Or, you know, and everybody has their reason why they can't make a change, Kurt, where they can't do anything to fix it, right? Same excuse people give for not participating in the Patriot movement. I mean, I really would if it wasn't for my grandma or my aunt, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, I mean, I'll probably lose my job anyway. And, you know, there seems to be no way to win, ladies and gentlemen, but I reject that notion and say there is. You simply turn towards God, put your trust in Him, do your best to serve others. And I'm not saying there won't be problems on the planet, but 90% of them will go away. Most importantly, you'll be able to have a positive outlook for solutions, and that's what we strive for right here on Liberty Roundtable Live. Speaking of that, solutions, I know it's going to give you cancer and you're going to die, but if you turn your phone into a radio, then you can at least listen and you'll be educated while you die, okay? Dial 712.
Use it for a speakerphone, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. 712-432-5339 is how you can turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone. 712-432-5339. Look in your Roku player in the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel. After all, LibertyRoundtable.com, this nation shall endure.